Hello, my friends. I'm so glad you've joined me again for the Morning Mindset. Kerry Green here. I am thankful you're here to get your minds aligned with the truth of God. And if you're new to the Morning Mindset, welcome. I'm glad you've joined us. We also have another platform called Not a Needy Person, which is based on the premise of one of the stories that's told in Acts chapter 4, where in the early church, there was not a needy person among them because they were voluntarily giving of their own resources to meet the needs of others. At our website, notaneedyperson.org, we're doing the same thing. We're allowing believers an opportunity to submit their needs so that others can give toward their needs and help meet those needs. You can find out more at notaneedyperson.org. But welcome, welcome. I'm glad you're here. All right, today we're looking at Proverbs chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, and we are moving into a section of Proverbs that is more along the line of the general typical approach of a proverb, where it lays out simple statements many times that are contrasting two things to make a point about the wise way to think about that issue, okay? And so today we are looking at Proverbs 10, 1 through 5, and it begins by saying, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. Now you'll notice Solomon often uses son as the one who is the object of discussion, and he'll use father and mother as the authorities in that person's life or the ones who have invested themselves in that person. And he uses those terms kind of interchangeably. So where you read father, it could also be mother. Where you read mother, it could also be father. And here, the point he's saying is that if a mother and a father have a son or a daughter, and that person is wise, those parents are going to be glad parents. They're going to be happy. They're going to be satisfied. They're going to be so blessed in their spirit that their son or daughter has become such a wise person. But if that son or daughter is foolish, there's great sorrow that comes with that because we know what happens to a foolish person in life. They make bad decisions. They walk down dark paths. They get in with the wrong crowd. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I hear this story from even listeners of the Morning Mindset who are telling me the story of their son or daughter and the mess that they've gotten themselves in through foolish decisions. So this proverb is not really telling us anything to do about that situation. It's just pointing it out. And the implication is that we want to be wise sons and daughters. And as parents, we want to learn how to raise wise sons and daughters. Amen? That's what we want. Verse number 2, treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. Now that one doesn't feel exactly like a contrasting statement, and it's not, but it's showing two different perspectives about life. One may be that you do whatever it takes to get ahead and you gain wealth, you gain treasure through whatever means necessary. But he's saying, in reality, that approach does not profit. And he's talking about a long-term perspective. You know, the person who steps on others to get what they want may, in the short run, find themselves benefiting in terms of profitability. But in the long run, they are destroying their own soul and they're destroying their own means of redemption by hardening themselves to the grace of God. That second phrase where he says, but righteousness delivers from death. You see how he's contrasting wickedness and righteousness? He's saying if you focus on righteousness rather than that wickedness that would lead you to work and do others wrong for the sake of treasure, you will find that you're being delivered from that ultimate reality of death. And you're being delivered by receiving the eternal life that God offers. Now, friends, I can see we're not going to get through all these verses. There's just so much here, but let's do one more. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. So do you see how here he's posing the Lord as one who is opposed to the wicked? It says he thwarts the craving of the wicked. God does not help wicked people in their wicked pursuits. God, in fact, is going to oppose them. He's going to come against them. But the righteous, those who are seeking God's ways of living righteously, they are provided for in even the most basic of ways. Lord, teach us how to live out the good side of these Proverbs. Teach us how to be the righteous, to be the wise, to be the ones who live in your favor. Lord, that is what we want to be, people who walk out your grace, who demonstrate it for the world so that they see something appealing and winsome that they want for their own lives, and they come seeking you, the King of Kings, the fountain of living water. Lord Jesus, show us how to be those people.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.